Well, Ian, that's what T20 cricket is all about, isn't it?
It certainly is. I was so pleased for Aaron as well, a young man who's got a lot of heart, and oh, that was unbelievable. So I don't think we were our best today by any means. I think the field, we were pretty sloppy, a bit scratchy with the bat, but it's great to get a win, get over that line. I mean, that's a massive confidence boost.
That's fantastic bottle fruit from Aaron Thomason to bowl that last over. Clearly you, as the captain, had a lot of faith in it.
You keep telling him that, yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Northampton are a great side, proven that, you know, winning so many times T20 and coming here. I thought there was a good toss to win, you know, and the lights just kept skidding on better and better. So, look, I'm so pleased. I mean, you know, it's been a hell of a tough season for us, but I'm starting to see some real good stuff from the guys, and the heart and the team spirit is really good. So I'm so pleased for Aaron. Again, he's a talented young cricketer with a lot of potential, and to do that on the big stage on TV was fantastic. So it's really good.
What were you talking about before that final delivery? Could you tell us?
We're just actually enjoying the moment. That's what we're saying to Aaron, me and Jeets. Like, there's so many times, you know, getting that position and just saying enjoy it, enjoy this experience, and little things like that for young cricketers. You know, grow so much in confidence from that. But yeah, enjoy it. And he executed brilliantly. I mean, it was a bit of a gut feel. He's not our usual death bowler, but you know, he's hit the Yorkers quite well, actually, from Leicester, actually. Bowled brilliantly at Ronki, who was obviously in great form that day. So yeah, it's great to see some signs that these young guys are really kicking on, which is good.
And great disciplined bowling as well late on when, of course, Levy and Rossington did so well for them at the top of the order.
Yeah, it's this common trend. They come so hard with the bat. And there was a little period, we went with Boydie in the middle to try and get a wicket. He's our wicket taker. And actually got hold of him, which again, when you go for your wicket, you're not a gamble, but your wicket taker. And he goes for 15, just as we were getting that rate up to 10s, and then it came back to 8s. And it was tough. So it just felt one of those days at that time. It wasn't going to happen. But yeah, the boys, the last four overs. But bearing in mind, we went for 36 in our last two in the last game. So to learn from that, come back and do it really well on TV as well was brilliant.
And this sets it up fantastically for, of course, the huge derby against the Rapids at Edgbaston on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need any encouragement to get up for that one. And looking forward to hopefully a really good crowd, big crowd supporting us at Edgbaston, which is always, you know, always what we get. So yeah, looking forward to that. Boys will be really pumped now, especially put on a, like I said, it wasn't our best performance, a bit scratchy at times, but in terms of bottle and getting over the line, that's what good teams do. And hopefully we'll keep taking those strides forward to that.
And it's your last home game, of course, in the group stage anyway, so you'd be desperate to go out on a high, won't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, let's say we've started to play some good cricket now, so we want to put in a good performance for our supporters. As we always say, our supporters, even through a really tough season, have been fantastic to us. So, yeah, we want to put on a good performance and certainly want to beat Worcester as well.